Let's go. We're holding in Siman Resh Yudalid. Kol beracha. Any beracha. She'em ba'azkarat shemu malchut. That doesn't have Hashem's name. And it doesn't say Melech Melech ha'olam. Hena beracha. Ve'im dileg shem o malchut. If you skipped him, Yahazor v'ivarech. You have to go back and make the beracha again. Va'afillu. Even if he only skipped the word ha'olam, tzarich lachazor uvarech, he has to make a beracha again. The melech levad, just saying melech, en amalchut. You could be the king of your closet. You could be the king of your, every man is the king of his house. Okay. Kol beracha, hainu, ben berkata nehenin, u ben berkata mitzvot. Whether it's berkata nehenin, whether it's berkata mitzvot, it's the same. Ben beracha aruka, ben beracha sheyesh ba peticha v'hatima. Whether it has opening and a clothing, ben closing, ben she'en ba ela peticha belvad. Chutz, the only time it doesn't need malchut. Mi beracha simucha l'haverta. Why? The nemshechet la beracha kodemet la. It's a continuation from the beracha before. Sheyesh betchilata shemu malchut. Shemu malchut. What about the Amida? Lo tiknu malchut. We don't say Elokeinu melech haolam. Elokeinu melech avotenu. Tiretz bet Yosef b'shem arosh. The beracha rishona, the first beracha. Kevan, the idba ha'el ha'gadol, chashuv kemo malchut. Ha'el ha'gadol is like malchut. V'kulhu batre rishona geriren. And then all the rest of them, they're connected to the first beracha. V'ayen sham, or tirutzim. There's other tirutzim over there, and other questions and answers. Ve'im dileg, and if he skipped, avalim dileg tevat ata, if he skipped the word ata, eno me'akev b'di'avad. It's not me'akev b'di'avad. Right? And the, well, baruch is, you gotta say baruch. It's not berakah if you don't say baruch. The Kaf HaChayim wanted to say, that according to the Arizal, the word ata has very serious kavanot, and therefore if you skip ata, lo yatzay yedehova. Says, and we don't say, sefek berachot neged the Ari. And he argues correctly, the Arizal didn't say that it's not, it's me'akev. He said, you have to say ata has kavanot. But he never said you have to go back. And we don't, but sefek berachot neged the Ari, we only say if he said a specific thing that has to be done, not that, To make a halakha based on a kavanah of the Arizal. He has a Birkat HaMazon, you could say in any language. If you say in any language, all the kavanot in Birkat HaMazon are gone. You see that kavanot is not a what's it called. No, all the berachot. Yani, so you blew all the kavanot when you do in any language. Yahazor Shem. Hainu Shlo Amar Azkara. He didn't say any of Hashem's names. Aval. Im amar azkara achat, if he said one name of Hashem, kegon adnut, or elokenu, yatsa, probably if he said tzevaot, or some other name of Hashem, he would be yotze. He quotes in the Sharat Yom, v'lo gara mitivat rahamana, it's not less than saying the word rahamana, which also refers to Hashem. Yahazov ivarech, HaMechaber Mayri, Maran is talking Le'inyan Petichat HaBeracha, the opening of the Beracha, the Idba Shemu Malchut. Vu Adin, Le'inyan Beracha Sheyesh B'Hatima, a Beracha that has a closing, Im Dileg Hashem B'Hatima, if he skipped the Shem Hashem in the closing, Have Kelo Hatam Klal. That would be like he didn't make a Hatima. Now it's not so clear. Do you have to go back for a Hatima? He says downstairs, every beracha has a Hatima. Birkat HaMazon, you start and you end, right? Baruch Atah Hashem. Right. Downstairs, the Fima Sheskima Bach, Le'el B'Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, Saif Aleph Keharashba, the Hatima Tabiracha Me'akevet, if you hold the Hatima is Me'akev, Emken Tzarich Lachazor Uvarech. But not everybody holds that the Hatima of the Beracha is Me'akev. According to Maran, it seems like the Hatima is not Me'akev. He sends us two Hold on, where am I going to? Two. Sadi Aleph, He'ara 4. V'di'avad she'lo hatam, v'gamar levarech tirkat amazon, ayim b'shut ish matzliach she'pasak she'chozer, even though some say he yotze, by birkat amazon, se'vekat de'oraita le'chumra. In birkat Hashem, he says he don't have to go back. Ayin sham ta'amu. I think the Beit Yosef said it's not me'akev. Okay. Melech levar is not considered malchut. Maran holds, if you said melech, baruch atah Hashem, Elokenu, melech, she'akol ni'abed baro, lo yatsa. Why? I don't know what the king is. All right, king of. That's it. The truth is, the Rambam just says, you need shemu malchut. Tosfot says, that the word melech alone is not. The melech, b'sefer even ha'ozer cholek alzer. Even ha'ozer argues, he argues on Maran. V'ayem b'biur alacha ma shekatavnu. So, if you look in the biur alacha, v'emot hileg eletevat ha'olam levad, u'b'sefer even ha'ozer he'elad d'davar zeh safeku, v'alken misafek lo yachazov v'yivarev. Hayin sham. V'hine ma she'elad d'meharosh mashma gam ken hachi, וברכות אף מהם תהנו לעיכובה בדיעבד. מי דולו הזכיר רח רחמנה מלכה. He didn't say מלכה דעלמה. הנה בפרק הרועגה בברכת הודעה הזכיר מלכה דעלמה. He did say, עין שם. וכן ברבנו ירוחם ובתלמידי רבנו יונה הזכירו שם גם מלכה דעלמה. על כן אפשר דקיצור לשונו. The fact that he wrote מלכה in קץ המברך, הנה זה קיצור. וגם שאר ראיותיו אין המוכרחות, כמו שכתב בספר מגן גיבורים. אכן, ירושלמי משמע לכו רכבתי, ירושלמי does sound like the אבן האוזן. תהי תהתם ברש פרק הרואה. כל ברכה שאין בה מלכות אין הברכה. הטעם משום דכתיב, ארוממך אלוהי המלך. Doesn't say מלך of what? הרי זה במלך לבד יצא. אך יש לדחות, יש לחלק בין מלך לחוד ובין תיבת המלך. ולפי טעם זה, number 4, he says, גם ראיית אבן העוזר מרחמנה מלכה, ומלכה בארמית כמו המלך בה הידיעה. I don't have enough בקיאות in Aramaic grammar. אחר כך מצאתי בשולחן ערוך הגר"א שכתב גם כן, שיש חילוק, is a difference, בין מלך להמלך, עין שם. ולפי זה, אף שאין דברי אבן העוזר בזה מוכרחים לדחות דברי השולחן ערוך, מכל מקום הם אמר המלך, מסתברא דאינו חוזר. למעשה היא כבר בהליכות עולם חש לדעת הרב אבן העוזר משום ספק ברכות להקל. אגנץ מרן. אוקיי. Now, even without that. Resh Ted Vav, Aniyat Amen Achar HaBerachot. En One Amen Achar Berchotav. You don't answer Amen after your Berachot. Ela Achar Shete Berachot Oyoten. Unless you have two Berachot together. Shehem Sof Berachot. And it's the end of the Berachot. V'nahagu La'anot Amen. Achar Yehalelucha Ve'achar Yishtabach. The custom is to answer Amen after Yehalelucha and after Yishtabach. Because now over there there's a slight chidush. We'll see what it is. Hagahav Yesh Omrim. Some say She'en onim Amen Rak Achar Berkat Bonei Yerushalayim VeBerkat Amazon, which it says in the Gemara. Ve'chen Amenag Pashut. That's the Menag B'Mdinot Elu. In these countries, ve'en l'shanot, and we don't change it. U'bimkomot she'nahagu, in the places that minhag is, la'anot amen achar yehalelucha v'yishtabach, where they answer those, like Maran says, ya'ane amen, he should say amen, gam achar birkat shomer amo Yisrael la'ad, also after shomer amo Yisrael, hashkivenu. And sim shalom. Achar birchotav, retzono lomar, Ahar kol beracha miyuchedet. Right, you don't answer berachot after beracha miyuchedet shu mevarech. Or afilu ahar shte berachot, even after two, kol she'en osiyum berchotav. It's not the end of berachot. En oneh be'atzmu amen. You wouldn't answer amen after that. Tiita b'gmara. Kola one amen achad berchotav. If a person answers berachot, answers amen after his berachot, harez megune it's shameful. V'ine milashon ha-gemara ma'ashma. Delo asa baze isur. You didn't do an isur. Rak tehu megune. V'hanimili delo asa baze hefsek. Halal. Hem birech al eze devar mitzvah. Shirotze la'asot. O berkat ha-nehenim. Dehefsik baze ben ha-beracha le'oto davar. He made a hefsek. So now I said, Shakol niya ben varo, amen. And I take a bite. So now I did an isur. I made a hefsek. Asa baze isur v'chozer u'mevarech. Scoring the three megadim. Downstairs he says, v'mana az amen achar beracha she'ose ish acher. He answered amen after someone else's shakol. Talui beplukta tzimachloket im tzarich lachazo varech. Letaz b'diavar en tzarich lachazo varech. Magen Avram tzarich. But over there you were supposed to. And number 8 he says, v'berkat Hashem pasak, that if you said shakol niya ben varo amen, b'diavar enu chozer umvarech. Why? Sheken da'ata me'iri. There's a found someone that says you don't have to go back. V'sheken katav ha'kaf ha'chayim ayen sham. So maybe you don't go back. Shehem sof perachot. Hainu. Ahar berkat shomer amo Yisrael la'ad. O ahar apure sukat shalom. Shomrim b'shabbat. Shu gemar berachot kiryat shema. I had two berachot. Ve'emuna and hashkivenu. You say it. O ahar berkat pone Yerushalayim and berkat Amazon. Shu gemar shalosh berachot rishonot shemina Torah. So they put it over there. V'lo achar berachot rishonot de'arvit v'shachri. Not after. Mocher mamo yisrael be'ava. Amen. He did too. Why? Sha'av shehem shete berachot. Halo enam besof ha'anyan. It's not at the end. Ve'amen lo shayach ele begmar v'silu ka'anyan. Maran says you answer after yehaleluch ha'nyishtabah. Ve'av ongav de'en onim amen achar atzmo ele davka achar shete berachot smuchot. So where's the two berachot? Right? The Rambam said that you should answer amen after every beracha acharona. Why? Because you have the beracha, you have the shakol and the borei nefashot. You have the mezonot and the alam echiya. So the time between, that's the series. You got to make beracha before, beracha after. The drosh disagrees. So the question is, what about yahalelucha? So there's a difference. Right? Mikol makom hani, baruch shamar, and yishtabach mikri simuchot, or lekro et halel and yahalelucha. The yahalelucha simucha la beracha shelifne halel. The yishtabach simucha ro baruch shamar. Why is it simucha? Why is it different than the meal? The ha asur lehafsik ulhasiya ben baruch shamar liyishtabach. You're not allowed to talk in between. Maran found that from the Maharal Bach. Uben beracha shelifne halel lehalelucha. Upisuked zemra shomrim benehem bo mikri hefsek. Ma she'en ken beracha acharona she'achar berkat ha'nehenin. Av agav de'ika gam ken shne berachot. Ahal lefaneha ve'ahal le'achareha. Kevan she'en ha'em achiza em beracha rishona. It's not connected to the beracha rishona. She'are rashai lehafsik u'ledaber. You'll have to talk ben ha'te'ima. Once you taste it. She'ahal beracha rishona ben beracha acharona. Have your beracha acharona, ki beracha miyuchedet, it becomes separate.
What about the machia?
Same thing. You're allowed to talk in between. It's one beracha. That's one beracha. It's a beracha aruka. I ate enough. I don't know if that's a taina. I don't know if it's a taina. Either way, the Rambam does holds of it, and the Rosh doesn't. Bonei Yerushalayim. You don't say after Bonei Yerushalayim. You say after Bonei Yerushalayim. Mepenei shusof berachot she'en midoraita. Tiberkat atov ametiv avi derbanan. Ukedei leharot tishol shechiluk yesh b'nehem. Lekach onim acharei ha'amin. Shomer amo Yisrael. Aval en onim achar yiru enenu. The Ashkenazim, they have the extra beracha in Arbit. Right? Efta Ashkivenu. Shemivarech be'atzmo. You don't say. Kihi ena sheyeche leberachot kriyat shema. Rahame ki beracha miyochedet. It's really a standalone beracha. It's not part of a system. And we don't say what's it called. Well, So over there, because of the Zohar, really we should. The Zohar says not to be mafsik. And number seven, he says, v'chen achara mevarechet amo Yisrael b'shalom, v'chen amenag pashut. He says, v'chen yesh la'anot, amen, achar birkot ha'avtara, birkei Yosef yehavedah. But that's not the halavim. Halavim menag is not to. They don't do it, but I think Hacham Leon started doing it. I'm not sure. Okay. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.